Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I know you like Forrest Gump. A little bit. Does this remind you? You've lived a life a little bit like Forrest Gump.
Slow, yes, maybe. But he charmed the pants off Nixon and he won a ping pong competition.
Now, I remember well that you have a bit of a sweet tooth.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I've had some Forrest Gump moments.
I'm not a smart man.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Some shocking news in the world of cable news. Don Lemon and CNN have parted ways.
Shocked. We are all shocked.
This is according to a memo that was sent out to CNN employees.
How can they say I'm past my prime?
My own sense is that most Americans don't want to vote for an 81-year-old man for president.
You know, at my age, the mind starts playing tricks. So, French toast, please.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
I'm out of here.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Is that last I'm out of here? Is that the former selectman from the town of Holbrook? That would be Dan Lee, as he was reeling out of the Golden Pacific Chinese restaurant and licensed establishment one night after making a series of nasty slurs about various groups and streets. And that was run on Channel 10 in Boston, and that was the end of his career. Can I hear that one more time? That's Tucker. I've never heard Tucker speak like this. I don't think anybody has. Here it is. Dan Lee. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you might have to cut. Okay, right around. Okay, we'll get it later on. Out of here. 844-500-4242-508. Any word on when Tucker's contract expired? It hasn't expired. He's still getting paid. He's going to get a major, mega, mega settlement. By the way, the guy that they fired at NBC Universal, Jeff Shell, he gets nothing because he was fired for just cause. He was touching everything but the third rail, apparently cavorting with this woman, Hadley Gamble or Gamble Hadley. He took a gamble and he lost. And now I know why I never heard of her. She was on CNBC International, which I watch even less than CNBC, which is never. 844-500-4242. Here's another 508. Isn't the bottom line the real story that we will never be allowed real news and state-run media will always prevail? It sure looks like it. That's a depressing take on it, but I could not particularly dispute what you're saying. 207, why does Harrison Faulkner say they mutually parted ways? Because that's what it said on the teleprompter. And she doesn't want to mutually part ways with Fox News Channel. Sometimes you got to read what they put in front of you. And this was one of those times Harris Faulkner drew the short straw today. 844-500-4242. By the way, I'm looking at the headline now after the market closed at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Fox Corporation sheds $962 million in market value after announcing Tucker Carlson is leaving the network. That's almost a billion. He's the old Alice Cooper album, Billion Dollar Baby. Tucker's a billion dollar baby today for Fox News. $1 billion in the red. 844-500-4242. Dylan Mulvaney says, I cost them $6 billion. Yeah, but they have a bigger market cap than Fox. Come on, Dylan. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to point out that I think Fox News really went down the tubes or started their decline to the dark side when they dropped the show many years ago. It was on the Business Channel at 7 o'clock called Freedom Watch with Judge Napolitano. And it really pointed out the way that the government steals your freedom. And violates the Constitution. And one day, even though it was gaining great popularity, the show just disappeared from the network.
Yeah, but so, I mean, John, you know the problems Judge Napolitano had, right?
Well, I know, I'm aware of what came out, but that really came out after.
Number one, he was accused of, offering to change his sentences if male defendants would put out for him. That was the allegation that was made in a civil lawsuit in New Jersey. And the other thing is, I think he really irritated Donald Trump when he was president of the United States. He kept saying that he should have been appointed to the Supreme Court, or that Donald Trump said he was going to appoint him to the Supreme Court. Guy was a district court judge in New Jersey. I mean, he wasn't on the career path or trajectory to get onto the Supreme Court, no matter what. And I think I don't think Napolitano's ratings were that outstanding to begin with. But thanks for the call, John. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, doesn't 60 Minutes know that you're not the hitman, that you're the trash man, Howie? But Howie,
you could have more than one mob moniker, though, David. But I appreciate you bringing up trash man. That's my favorite. Yeah. That's my favorite from Providence.
Howie, I just gonna say, you know, I think Fox is all this is going trans. You know, they get in the operation like with the Bud Light commercials, like the people get in the operation to cut their most important parts off. Now they're cutting Tucker Carlson out. The rumors of his demise, folks, are very greatly exaggerated. I mean, all you need to know, Howie, is Schumer wanted Tucker gone. You know, they couldn't hold his jockstrap. You know, they're very similar to the Boston Red Sox. So the Red Sox got rid of Babe Ruth, and look what happened there. And I'll tell you, Howie, the guy is phenomenal. Tucker Carlson is phenomenal. So what are they going to do now, replace him with Whoopi Goldberg? They just lost $700 billion in that lawsuit?
Yeah.
What a joke.
Million. $700 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, Howie. So
actually, today, you know what? Today they lost in the market value. I know it can come back, but they lost more in market value today than they lost in the lawsuit. $962 million versus, I think, $788 million. It's been a bad week for Fox and Rupert. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to, this firing of Tucker Carlson's crazy, and I think the Fox should never have settled. I remember specifically, I'll never forget, a lady during the 2020 election, this woman from Las Vegas called your show and said that every time that she touched the touch screen that said Trump, it turned her vote into Biden. Do you remember that? And you told her to hang up the phone and call the Secretary of State of Arizona
or Nevada. Yeah, I don't recall that, but I mean there was a lot of shenanigans going on in the 2020 campaign. The only question is, was it enough to flip the election around? Personally, I think it was. I don't think how could you say that Biden, who didn't even campaign and was obviously senile even then, could get 16 million more votes than Barack Obama. Donald Trump, he likes to point this out, and it's a fact. He got more votes than any incumbent president running for re-election in history. And I think probably number two guy was Barack Obama, and he only got 65 million votes when he was running for re-election. Trump got 75 million votes. You telling me Brandon got 81 million votes? Seriously? Really? 844-500-4242. You know, who owns the J6 footage, Fox or Tucker? Well, I'll tell you, you know who ultimately owns it is you and me, the taxpayers. The control of it is in the hands of Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, because the Speaker of the House is the guy who's ultimately in charge of the security at the Capitol. So he could give it out. I hope he does give it out to everybody. I think there's been a lawsuit filed, hasn't there? By major media outlets, state-run media, basically. You know, New York Times, Washington Post, NPR, those type of the Democrat operatives with press passes. 844-500-4242. All right. Omaha Steaks. I'm coming home to Massachusetts next week, and it's about time that I ordered the burgers that I want to have waiting for me. Omaha Steaks has a new package out. It's called the Burger Perfection Flight. I've always been satisfied. I love my Omaha Steaks. I'm going to have some of the stuffed baked potato tonight when I come home. I made it over the weekend. Now I want to try this new product that they've got out, the Burger Perfection Flight. Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Order the Burger Perfection Flight today and get free shipping, plus get $20 off orders of $129 or more when you use promo code Howie at checkout. Their brand new burgers are bigger with a mouth-watering handmade texture. And believe me, the burgers that they've always made are fantastic, the best burgers you've ever had, and these are even better. I'm looking forward to testing them out myself, eating them. And Roscoe, my new dog, is going to have one too. Every order is backed by our unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout to get an extra $20 off orders of $129 or more plus free shipping. Order today so you can try each pure ground burger and sample all the steak and a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code Howie at checkout to get the extra $20 off orders of $129 or more and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down a toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what does Tucker Carlson's firing mean for your Fox viewing habits? Will you watch Fox more? Less, never again, or have you not watched since election night 2020?
Never again.
28% say never again will they watch Fox. 21% say they haven't in a few years. 48% say they will watch Fox less. 3% say they will watch Fox more.
We're talking about Glenn Beck, another former Fox stalwart. He's been gone for a while now. Here's what he said. I think that'll kill Fox. I really do. I know so many people that still kind of like Fox. They watch other shows, but they're like, Tucker is the only one I really trust. You lose Tucker Carlson, I think that really kills them. You're getting rid of Tucker Carlson? Wow. Letting him even walk out the door? Wow. I think that about sums it up. 207 says Fox Nation is going to lose money without Tucker. I won't be paying them anymore. A few texters have said that today. I think he was Fox Nation, basically. I mean, I know other people contributed, but I don't think they really made much of an impact. I remember doing a Jeffrey Epstein special, and they used me just to put me on. And I thought I did okay. I thought it was okay, but it was like throwing a pebble in the ocean. Nobody saw it. I think people watch Tucker's stuff on Fox Nation. I just don't think they watched anything else. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm from Holden, Mass. Hey, I just want to say I totally agree with what you're saying about Tucker not being replaceable, because of his humor and all that. I haven't listened to Fox since the 2020 election. The only time I do watch them is on social media. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were on Jesse Waters. I do think he's pretty darn good.
He's kind of a lightweight, though. He was a good Man in the Street interviewer for O'Reilly. And he's okay in small doses, but... I talk to people that I hang out with down here in Florida, and they're older people. They can't stand the guy. They just think he's a weak sister. You like him, Steve?
Well, at first I didn't, and then I started watching him on The Five, and then I really, really fell in love with the guy. He's super sharp. I think he's an upcoming star. I really do. Yeah.
His name is being bandied about today in the list of possible replacements for Tucker. But I mean, I guess he's in the mix because he's right there, just like Tucker was there to take O'Reilly's place. And Waters is even closer. Tucker was on the Fox and Friends weekend, and this guy is Jesse is on 7 to 8. I just don't see it myself. I think there's going to be a real fall off, but I can't imagine who's going to take his place. But I guess that's the way it always is when something like this happens. You can't imagine someone taking somebody's. Although I could have, I think in retrospect, I thought when O'Reilly left, I thought, well, he'll be tough to replace for a while. But I thought Tucker was a good pick. And remember, Tucker came out and he'd go on with these crazy people in the first segment just to whack at them and take shots at him like he was trying to establish his, it's an overused word now, but brand. And he kept that up for like months, just putting somebody on. And finally, I think the supply of first segment boobs failed. No one wanted to go on with him. And so then he could just go on and start talking to regular conservative types in the first segment. And that's when he expanded his monologue. 844-500-4242. First it was Brian Stelter. Today it's Don Lemon. It seems CNN is losing its taste for potatoes and lemons. thank you, 617. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You know, I got to bring up one thing, and this whole thing with Tucker being silenced and stuff, like, which is, I think, however it happened, there's some forces behind there that are really kind of treacherous. And one thing that, a little aside, but I think connects to everything, is I was reading that Don Trump Jr., his son was saying, hey, we shouldn't boycott Anheuser-Busch. Because yes. They donate so much to the Republican Party. And I thought, so if they were killing babies, but they donated enough to the Republican Party, would you still allow that to happen and overlook that because the money they're pumping in? Isn't that really how this is all being undermined? Isn't it really about money? I mean, Tucker Carlson, I don't know if you ever remember Savage Nation, all these...
Right.
Outspoken voices are being silenced, and then people are going,
Michael Savage is over 80, and he's his son made billions. Russ Savage made billions with a power drink, and he cut Michael Savage in for 10%. So I'm telling you, I see Michael Savage every once in a while he's with Chris Ruddy at Trump Properties, and Savage is in a good, he's in a good place. He lives in Delray Beach, and you talk to him, at the bar, You're getting a vintage Michael Savage monologue still. Don't worry about Michael Savage. I understand what you're saying, but let's face it. Prices are up, bank accounts are down. We are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing, but are priced differently based solely on the brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial. Like Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's mission is to prove you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound. In fact, you can get a pair of Raycons and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of these other big name tech brands out there. You also get essential smart tech listening features like noise isolation, water resistance, and 3 customizable sound profiles. In this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect, so Raycon offers buy now, pay later options, free domestic shipping, and an easy and free return guarantee. It's no wonder they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Right now, get an additional 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242-339. Michael Savage gets the 10% for the big guy. The difference is Russ Savage, or Russ Wiener, that's his son's name. He provided a product that people wanted, whereas Hunter Biden, for his money, he just provided a protection, which is a racket. Not capitalism. 207, I haven't heard Michael Savage in years, and it's good to hear he's alive and well. The Escape San Francisco intact, I see. Yes, he did. When I was talking to him at Trump's golf club in West Palm, we were talking about San Francisco, and I said, you know, when I was spent a few weeks out there in Palo Alto, we used to go into this nice Basque restaurant in San Francisco. And he was asking me, oh, yeah, there's a couple. Which one? And I tried to remember what it was. And he said, you know, yeah, I got this nice Italian restaurant I like to go to when I'm back in San Francisco. And he said, the last time I was there, though, I looked out of the window, and there was a bum, and he was doing something. I'm not even going to mention it during the dinner hour. And he said, I could never go back to the restaurant again, because whatever I ordered, I would just, whenever I would bite into it, I would think of that guy doing that out on the street. He's a pretty funny guy. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Let's play the AOC cut before we go back to the phone lines. This is AOC with Psaki on the over the weekend, talking about what should be done to Tucker and Fox. Cut 8. We'll get it here.
And do you think media organizations or social media platforms should be accountable for the role, for being platforms for incitement?
I believe that when it comes to broadcast television, like Fox News, these are subject to federal law, federal regulation, in terms of what's allowed on air and what isn't. And when you look at what Tucker Carlson and some of these other folks on Fox do, it is very, very clearly incitement of violence. Very clearly incitement of violence. And that is the line that I think we have to be willing to contend with.
Like Democrats have never done that? What about Mike Capuano, who was ousted by Ayanna Pressley, when he said that sometimes you have to leave blood in the streets? Or Schumer, we played that cut earlier, talking about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh will reap the whirlwind. And by the way, Tucker Carlson was never on broadcast TV, as far as I know. He was on cable TV. There is a difference, you know. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, I was wondering if Rupert Murdoch hired the woman from Budweiser to advise on corporate strategy.
You know, a lot of people are comparing it that this is kind of the Bud Light of national television, isn't it?
It is. I mean, and if you look at what Tucker's done in the last month or two, CIA, the FBI, the drug industry. I mean, he's the only
Kennedy.
Guy
the Kennedy. How about the Kennedy assassination?
Well,
AI. All these things.
Kennedy assassination was the biggest one. Was the biggest one, I think, because the most interesting part about that was there was no reaction in the rest of the media. It was almost like the CIA called people and said, "Look, just let this go, let it go, and it'll blow over." And that will that tells you how powerful it was.
Yeah, I know. And you know, he was basically the only guy, the only major guy. I mean, some of us regional guys and, you know, other people than myself had Alex Berenson on. But he was the only guy who gave Alex Berenson a national platform when he was basically canceled for more than a year for speaking the truth about COVID.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. I just have one thing to say. Sean Hannity... I mean, I like the guy personally, but he, you know, I mean, seeing Lindsey Graham on his hands and knees, I mean, I don't really need to see Lindsey Graham begging for money. I mean, it's just absurd that he would even think about replacing him. But I don't think you're going to replace him. I think the other thing is, I was going to say, is you remember the McLaughlin group that used to be on where you had
yes.
Buchanan and people like that. Tucker sort of was the last guy for saying, man, why are we doing something? Why are we doing this stuff? I mean, taking on the school boards with the FBI. And there's so many things, as your other caller said, in the last few months that he's done that have just been stupendous. It's pretty clear. I think they don't want him there for the election. And that was the main reason they got rid of him. The nonsense that he's responsible for the election lawsuit, a major part of it. He was only one cog in the wheel of Fox.
So. Right. And I don't even think he was one of the major cogs. I think, Maria Bartiromo, I love Maria. I don't want to get rid of her or anything, but she was promoting it a lot more. Lou Dobbs, who is now gone, he was promoting it a lot more. Trish Regan, if you want to go back to COVID, Trish Regan was more of, and I loved her too, and I wish she was still around. On Fox Business, she was promoting the panic theory, the Chinese CCP theory, and she's gone. They've really cleaned house of the people that were hardliners.
And you know what the problem is? How these conspiracy theories. They've all become true.
I know. They do. And then. But you're right. No one ever apologizes for calling people tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists and nut jobs. They just move on like nothing happened, like the Russian collusion hoax. $8,000 fine for Hillary Clinton. $8,000 for. Spending $1 million on that. Donald Trump gets indicted for a $130,000 non-disclosure agreement. It's just it's the double standard again. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Howie. I was mad too when I heard that Tucker got the boot from Fox there, and it's a wonder they didn't boot Laura Ingraham. I'm surprised they hadn't booted her, because she's come out against a lot of the same stuff that Tucker did. And so I'm just shocked at old Fox the way they did damn.
You know, you it says here, and what about Ukraine? You were going to talk about Ukraine. I mean, he was You can't believe unless you read the Murdoch papers, especially the New York Post, how involved they are in backing Ukraine. They still have the Ukrainian flag on the top of the front page every day. It's next to the masthead that says New York Post. Then there's a Ukrainian flag. I mean, that's how involved they are. I can't imagine Rupert was pleased with Tucker pointing out what's going on, having Colonel McGregor on night after night talking about how the war is really going sideways. And he also said that Seymour Hersh's story about the Nord Stream pipeline was right. That's going totally against the mainstream narrative as well, John.
Watch the next one to get the boot, because Tucker's been there 6 years. Then Laura Ingraham's the next one. I think you'll see they'll boot her, because she's come out against the same thing that Tucker's come out against, the war in Ukraine and stuff. And so I think they only reason they don't boot Sean Hannity, he's been there 25 years, and I think they're afraid if they boot him.
Well, no, he doesn't. But he's a company. He toes the company line pretty good, actually, John. He's not in any danger. I don't know what he said in the end at the beginning of his radio show. He didn't mention Tucker getting fired, though. That's what I'm told. And I mean, this is the story of the day for certainly for talk radio. I think it's the story of the day just in the nation, period. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. Billy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Billy.
Hi, Howie. This is Billy from Southwest Alba, Maine. We're just devastated by them stealing Tucker away from TV. And I'm afraid the Murdochs have given in to the woke. I just can't believe it. And it's happening all over the state of Maine, and now it's obviously
sure
happening all over the nation if it's happening to poor Tucker. Who's next? Yeah.
I don't. That's the question. That's what the previous caller just asked too. Who's going to be next to get whacked at Fox? There aren't many left, really, though, to whack, Billy. Are there?
Well, what about Gutfeld? He puts a crap to him pretty good.
Yeah,
he's got quite a following. I mean, we all up here in Maine, all us real Mainers, watch him every night.
As you know, Billy, we're the minority now in Maine. Unfortunately, especially in places with harbor in the name, because the Flatlanders really like the water views, don't they, Billy?
Oh, yeah, they bought up every damn house in this town, and they're taking over our schools, and it's ridiculous. Vote Clifford Noyes, Southwest Alba School Board for MDI High School.
Thank you, Billy. 844-500-4242. I'll tell you what, one thing this means is that Tucker, depending on how soon he gets his next gig up and running, he'll be spending more time in Maine. But he's inland. He's not on the coast, but he's inland. But he'll be around. He loves the state. I know he does. 844-500-4242. Claire, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Claire.
Hi, Howie. You know, I was wondering why Jesse Water was just getting a little more aggressive in his opinions. I have a feeling somebody pinpointed that. I think he may be a substitute teacher, Tucker. I'm not sure. What do you think?
You think he's going to take over for Tucker? He's coming out of the bullpen? I don't know. They don't have a deep bench at Fox anymore, not for prime time anyway. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe that should be our poll question tomorrow, is who do you think is most likely to take Tucker's place? We've gotten various nominations here today, all kinds of people, most of whom seem pretty unlikely. Someone suggested Megyn Kelly. But I think she's been there and done that. I don't think she's coming back. She did not depart on good terms. Sometimes you can come back to a place, other times no. You burn your bridges as you go, and I think she's in that category. 919. I'll still say my best listening years in radio was when I was working day shift in the early 90s. Gordon Liddy, 9 to noon, Rush Limbaugh noon to 3, Howie Carr from 3 p.m. all the way home till 7. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, 919. Rush Limbaugh was the best lead-in I ever had. Best lead-in anybody ever had, I'll tell you that. 844-500-4242. Gordon Liddy, an interesting character in so many ways. And you know what? He was a good novelist, too. I've read some of those old novels he wrote about the Private Eye in D.C. back in the day. He wrote under a pseudonym, but some of them were pretty good. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Yeah.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Zoe Lofgren, the wrinkly California Democrat, says it's a blessing for the country. Tucker Carlson is gone. Anna Navarro on The View. Where was she born, by the way? Was she born in the United States? Leads audience in na, 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 hey, hey, goodbye chant to Tucker Carlson. AOC takes victory lap as Tucker leaves Fox after she accuses him of inciting violence. We just played that cut. I'm thinking of the words of a Joni Mitchell song, "Don't It Always Seem to Know Go That You Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone." Tonight at 8 o'clock, I'll be listening to Big Band Jump on BiltmoreRadio.org. That's my replacement. It's a great show, but I always watch Tucker's monologue. Not anymore. 844-500-4242, Limerick Guy. The way Fox has been going, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to put Sam Bankman-Fried in Tucker's spot. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, how are you tonight?
Good.
I just wanted to let you know I will be leaving Massachusetts for good in about 30 days, and we will be Florida residents for the rest of our lives.
Welcome. You're going to like our restaurants, Steve.
I really, really wanted to say thank you for everything you do, and thank you.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. You understand, Steve, you can still get me on the iHeart app or HowieCarshow.com. Any of those streets, anywhere. Rumble.
I am not saying goodbye to you. I'm just thanking you very, very much.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to me all these years. I appreciate it. And keep listening to me in Florida. What town or your city are you moving to?
Oxford Oaks.
I don't even know where that is. Where is it?
It is actually part of the Villages.
Okay. All right. That's good. Try to stay out of the police blotter. I hate to be reading about you on Friday night. Have Grace laughing and chuckling over you when you turn over your golf cart.
I give you my word, I will never
be. That's good. Thank you, Steve. Good luck, and I'm glad you're pulling up stakes. Kirsten, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kirsten.
Hey, Howie. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good. Quick thought. I was just reading the Wall Street Journal, and I saw that CNN is starting a new show in the fall with Oprah's pal Gayle King.
Right.
And the NBA player Charles Barkley, right?
So I was correct.
Thinking, imagine if Tucker went to CNN and revived Crossfire.
Who would he revive it with?
No. Who do you think? I couldn't think of the counterpart.
I think those days of point counterpoint are over, but it's not a bad idea. You know, Kristen, he used to work for CNN, and he also worked for MSNBC. Those are in the days when he had a bow tie.
I know. The new head of CNN really wants to shake things up. Boy, would that do it. Just a thought.
It sure would. You know, that's another thing. Now that I think about it, it's so sad that we're not going to get to see Tucker's response to the end of Don Lamone. Because remember whenever he would show some cuts of Don Lamone making an ass out of himself, he says, "We're rooting for Don Lamone to hang on." But it was not to be. It was not to be. 844-500-4242. All right. We will be back tomorrow. At least I hope so. Tucker said that too, didn't he? I'm Howie Carr.